Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Browns tackle DeJuan Jones underwent successful surgery for a LCL tear in his knee and hamstring avulsion, which was suffered this last week against Green Bay. He is expected to make a full recovery and is expected for the 2026 season. I know we got to get to the Shador stuff, which has gotten a lot of different opinions on this one. What I will say about DeJuan is I am so frustrated for him because, one, I think they pulled the plug on him at left tackle far too early. You can't say you gave the guy a chance to be your left tackle if you pull him after two games, and certainly then say you weren't benching him when you were clearly benching him and blaming it on heat. I thought that was a little gutless from the Browns, but I don't know how he factors in going forward, because it's now three straight years that he's been in the NFL that he's been hurt.
He can't factor in as far as your starting tackle on either side going forward because of what you just alluded to. Three straight years in the NFL, he's been hurt. Two of those 3 years, I think, has been a knee or a lower leg injury. And so with that being the case, when those injuries start to pile up, you know, we talked a lot last season about, you know, DeJuan needs to lose weight. He needs to get in better shape, et cetera. That is a big man. That is a tall man. And here it is, another injury that is going to impact his ability to work out, train, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is hard, no matter emotionally, if you want to see him, you know, get that fair shot, et cetera. The Browns need to be looking for their left tackle of the future, and they need to figure out what else they're going to do in other areas of their offensive line. If he comes back healthy, I'm not ready to move on. I want to see him compete and earn a job on, no matter what side it is.
I think you bring him back at right tackle because Conklin won't be blocking him anymore, and maybe you just address the left tackle. Because I don't know how, when you bailed on him in game two of going to left tackle, and then you flipped him back to the right side going into game three where he gets hurt, I don't know how he has the confidence to go back on the left side. Now, the NFL has also apparently told the Browns that it should have been a penalty what the Green Bay defender did that ended DeJuan Jones's season. I got to say, with hits like that on offensive linemen, that's not enough for me. Like, if we're talking about a guy that went low and put his helmet into somebody's knee, and why did he go low? Well, DeJuan Jones is 6'8", so you can't plead ignorance. You can't plead my bad. DeJuan had him on the ground, or he was on the ground, and then he extended further. I understand you cannot go back and penalize everything that happens in a game that isn't called.
True.
But when it's a season ender on a guy, it's despicable when the most culpability you get from the NFL is,
it's a my bad.
They should have penalized you. Yeah. That's not enough. Especially because this could be the thing that derails his career that seemed to very much be on track.
This is a young man that was competing at one time to be the future left tackle of the Cleveland Browns. We know that that is a premium position in the NFL. And that is an opportunity to increase your earning, your earnings on a level that is far beyond imaginable for some people. And it's unfortunate that the work to get to said goal has just gotten a little harder for him. But I know some people that know DeJuan Jones well. This man is no stranger to hard work. And setbacks like this kind of motivates people like him.
So with that going on, and again, DeJuan Jones, LCL injury, that got repaired in a hamstring boo-boo as well. Should be all go for 2026. This next piece is really interesting because yesterday we're going to talk about Shador playing at Baldwin Wallace or practicing at Baldwin Wallace with the college kids there. And what I thought was just a cool moment. Well, there's the other part of this, which is now in a story I first saw on CBS Sports. Shador has been quoted, and I'm going to read two different quotes. Quote, "I know if you see the quarterback play in the league right now, I know I'm capable of doing better than that." I want to address this one first. I don't have like a single problem with him looking across the NFL and going, "Oh, I'm not intimidated by this. I've seen this level and I still believe I can do it." I thought the people who made something out of this, I thought it was very dirty pool the way that specific quote was treated for Shador.
I think the people who made something out of this are the same people that is finding any reason under the sun to have a problem with Shador Sanders because of whatever reason that they may have. Personally, I don't care if he's my first, second, or third string quarterback of my favorite team. I want my quarterback believing in himself that he can outperform anyone. I want my quarterback believing that when he look at the quarterback play across the league, that you know what? Given the opportunity, I can get out here and do the same thing. Because what bothers me about this, if he was asked the same question and he came back and said, you know what? I'm not ready. I don't think I'm there yet. You know what? Just give me a little bit more time. There probably would have been some people who said, you know what? I don't need my quarterback going out there saying, sounding like he's not sure of himself. Sounding like that if he was called into action right now, he doesn't have the confidence to be able to do it. Self-confidence and self-belief are things that, in my opinion, intimidate only those who don't have it.
Yeah, I think, listen, here's what I think is the devil's advocate on the situation. You're a third-string quarterback, don't talk. That, to me, is my biggest problem with the NFL. My biggest problem is the idea that there's a difference of Shador saying this if he was the starter, or if he was the backup, or if he's the third string. Because I've heard that. Oh, well, if he was Dylan Gabriel, it'd be totally different. No, it wouldn't. Like, he's a human being. He was asked a question, and he answered it. Like, if you don't believe you belong in the NFL, if you don't think you can start, you literally don't belong in the NFL.
And you shouldn't be starting.
Yes. Or you shouldn't be on a roster.
No.
Like, there are dudes who have... And they'll tell you about it. Ryan Leaf was one of these guys. Imposter syndrome. And that tanks their career. Like, this idea that... I do worry. I should say this. I do worry that part of the Browns' process with Shador is, can you humble yourself? Because I think Kevin does not like big personality quarterbacks. I don't think he likes talkative quarterbacks. Like, I think he likes guys like Deshaun, who didn't really say a damn thing when he was here, who followed whatever he's going to say. Even when he kind of threw people under the bus, it was such coach speak that he spoke with that people just didn't pick up on it. Like, when the offense was having issues and he was talking about how he'd like the offense to be a little different. Most people didn't realize what Deshaun was saying. And so I think that's what... I think Dylan Gabriel very much fits what Kevin Stefanski likes in a quarterback. Okay, who cares? This kid's here. And I just hope something like this, which I still think is incredibly innocuous, I just hope this isn't the thing that holds him back in their eyes because of something that has nothing to do with football, with this kid getting on the field.
No, absolutely. And it's funny when you say, you know, I don't think Kev like big personality guys. And it just got me thinking about Shador, Jameis, and one Baker Mayfield compared to guys like, you know, Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, or even Jacoby Brissett.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the thing. I like quarterbacks who be their authentic self. I like people who are their most authentic self no matter what. I don't want somebody to fit the narrative of what you believe I should be. You know, I think there's a lot to be said about a young man who's very confident and vocal about what he believes in himself. On one hand, people can say that's not being humble. On the other hand, you could say, well, depending on what you believe in, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Manifestation is in the power of the tongue. Why would I not speak positive over my own ability, over my own whatever? And also, to me, the fact that he's loud about his confidence makes me cheer for him even more.
The funny thing is, I don't think he's loud. I think this is
but that's
just
how it's classified. Loud.
But I think that's the thing that kind of frustrates me, that this would be considered loud. Like, again, this is, to me, if he said, I know I'm better than anyone in the NFL, all right, that's different. He's saying, I know I'm capable of doing better than what he sees as a quarterback play in the league. I don't think he said it in a loud way. You know, there's a way to say it, which I thought was actually like, nope, I just kind of believe in myself and I'm here and I know that when I get a chance to play, I'm going to play well. Like, that's self-confidence. It's not self-arrogance.
Right.
But this is where I do think the Deion thing plays in. I sometimes feel like all the Sanders family, they use that, well, nobody likes this thing. They use it a little too liberally for me. That being said, I think every time somebody hears this kid say this, they hear it in the voice of Deion. And it's like, guys, I've never heard Deion walk the line of self-confident and self-arrogant. He's always been self-arrogant. Like, this kid has shown you time and time again, no, he's just self-confident. And I think there's a huge difference for that. And I think, I believe in myself. Yeah. That's different than
his daddy would be like, see, I'm that deal, baby.
Yes, exactly.
I'm
better than Joe Flacco.
But here's the thing,
Dylan Gabriel. That's what Deion would have said.
But honestly, I was a huge fan of Deion Sanders growing up. So even like knowing that that's how Deion is, I don't think his son is like him.
And I don't think people have made those distinctions between the two.
They are not alike.
They're similar, but they're not the same person.
When it comes to certain things, yes. Right? Everybody has their similarities and the things that they are very different about. Some people might have an issue with Deion being a very talkative or quote unquote loud person. Even as a child, I thought it was cool. There's something about somebody, to me personally, that they feel like they're good enough, they know they're good enough, and they have no problem telling you they're good enough, especially when they can go out there and show you that, hey, not only am I talking it, I can walk it as well. And Deion, to me, he revolutionized how you play the cornerback position. Deion, to me, is, I didn't see Bo Jackson, right? So when we talk about best athletes ever, I've heard so many wonderful stories about the great Bo Jackson, but I actually watched with my own eyes Deion play two different sports and was damn good at both.
But see, that's where the distinction is for me of Deion is loud. He is loud. That's not what Shador is. And even like the other quote that made some kind of headlines here was, I don't think playing or not playing is in my hands. I think based on the situation, if things happen, if things pan out where I play, then I'll be out there and I'm ready to play. I'm ready to play right now. Again, at no point does he assign blame to the organization. Like I've seen the take out there, oh, he's getting frustrated. It's like, well, it is the first time he's sitting on the bench. I don't sense frustration from this. Again, it goes back to the idea of when my number's called, not my decision, when my number's called, I'll be ready. And I feel like if that was today, I'd be ready. Again, that's not a loud thing. Like, this is just a... this is
confident
a
thing.
He's being asked a specific question. He is responding in a confident but not arrogant way. And so to see it lead CBS Sports, to see it, I think it was on, First Take? Like, it's been on all these... Oh, Get Up. It was on Get Up this morning. And it's like, oh, you're reacting to who you think the person is and not the actual person that we've seen in Cleveland, who's a very socially conscious dude. He's in the community. He's at high schools, right? Who's working out at Baldwin Wallace. Who, I mean, if this kid was just about Instagram, I wouldn't watch that kid go from one side of the fence at practice in Berea all the way behind the media tent, all the way to the other side, and sign every piece of thing for 45. I have not seen any other Browns player do that, and they're all insanely generous with their time. He was at least 10% more generous with his time than I've ever seen another quarterback. And so to watch people react to what they think Shador is versus what I feel like we've seen. And by the way, it's not just people outside of here. It's some Browns fans. It's like, guys, I've seen it. It's not fake. He is somehow a confident but humble young man. Your problem might be with Deion. It might be with the noise. It shouldn't be with this kid.
No, it shouldn't be at all, because he's very confident. He's very genuine. He has a huge heart. He loves helping people. He has embraced himself in this community. And, you know, when he did that thing in the Garden Valley housing projects, listen, I'm very familiar with the projects. And he even said it. A lot of people try to advise him not to go in those areas. And when you can put yourself in a situation like that, knowing that these people who are in low income housing, who just lost everything, and what your presence can do to these young kids who might not ever be in this situation again, that speaks volumes to me about who he is as a person. And to your point, I believe it's very authentic. He's not trying to, you know, put on a show for those who are watching from afar. And I just wish that people nationally, and I know this is going to suck to say, but this is just honest, I wish nationally people would shut up. Like, if you haven't been here, if you haven't been to Berea to actually be around this young man, be around the team or see what's going on, man, then chill with the noise. Because us locally in Cleveland have been doing, in my opinion, have been doing all we can to kind of like tame the riffraff, tame the BS and everything else. And yet here y'all come with these national perspectives and it just blows it up all over again.
Shador's comments, do you think they were a bad look? I'm going to go out on a limb and say neither Earl or I have any problem with them. I think I have more of a problem to the reaction to them. And bad food, bad experience, all around bad in 5 minutes, but not the segment. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.